What's going on, guys? It's JJP here. I'm joined by Ben, Cordella, and Michaela here, and we're going to tell you guys about our fashion show experience that we had this year. It was an amazing show.
I was not there. Great outfits, you and Michaela were there, so.
We were actually taking pictures, mm-hmm. front row seats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was also not there.
Yeah, me and Cordella were not there. These two were the witnesses there, so. Just kind of, Jaden and Mikhail, just kind of recap of how it was and what are some of the things that you enjoyed most about it?
Well, we got to go behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying? Like when they were getting ready, hair and makeup, when they were putting everything on. And we went Thursday and Friday, so we got to experience both days. I mean, there's nothing, it's the same show over, you know what I'm saying? But like, you can still take in the beauty of it all, you know what I'm saying? All the outfits and everything, but I think it's a really great show every single year, and they put it together really well. Everyone works really hard, but yeah.
Which day was your favorite?
Friday, mm-hmm. because it was like the end show. All the awards got given away. The designers walked with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by watch with everybody?
Like the designers of the outfits walked. Mm. Like, did you see my story the other day of like when everyone walked?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So the designers walked behind their models.
Okay.
On Friday.
So like the stuff that they designed, like on the okay, that makes a lot more sense now.
What did you think, Michaela?
I would say Friday was my favorite too, because some of them, like on Thursday, if they noticed like something that they could improve about their outfit, they did. So, like, a couple of the outfits that me and Jaden went on Friday, we looked at them and we thought they looked a little different.
Yeah, some of them looked new or, like, new and improved.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a good thing that they have, like, two shows, because it gives them an opportunity to work on stuff. Not that any of them needed worked on, because they were amazing.
They were all amazing. It was just, like, they went above and beyond after that. You know what I'm saying?
So how long was this show for on? Was it the same time both days, or was it different times? Or
the Friday one was longer because they had to give the awards and everything.
Mm.
So like the first one was like an hour on Thursday.
So do you know the time from like 4 to like 7?
They started late because they had to get everyone in their seat. It was like 6, 10.
They had to fill they had to fill those seats up.
6, 10 to like 7, 15, something like that.
Well, yeah, they got all the VIP people.
Yeah, all the VIP people, and they had voters. They had judges.
Dang,
I never even know they had judges.
In that small of a room?
Yeah.
Dang,
they were like front row.
How'd they fit everybody in there? Carl Lindbergh, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they got 3 shows.
Mm.
So people can come to like...
Shout out Carl Lindbergh, by the way.
He went.
He went?
Yeah, I saw him walking.
Oh, I thought he designed the whole... Oh,
he's not fashion.
Oh, I thought he designed the whole...
He's acting.
Mm. So did you think that they did a good job of like putting the stuff together and putting the costumes right? Do you think that they did?
They always do a great job. You know, they're like stressed out sometimes. You know,
it should be. I mean, it's not easy to do stuff like that. It's definitely hard.
I
think people think it's easy, but behind the scenes, like it's a lot of work. I think that's what people assume. Like, I did not think that it was easy. I would assume it would be, you know, hard to do that because you know, you got to plan all this stuff. You got to make sure that it fits them right. You got to, you know, so much stuff behind the scenes that goes unnoticed. And so, yeah.
Well, most of them have like 2 jobs.
Yeah.
So, like, either, like, a couple of people, they worked on the set while also working on their clothes. And then, like, shout out to Lacey. She's also, like, a model coordinator. So, like, she helped coordinate the models. And she made, like,
freaking
5.
Five different outfits.
She's everywhere, bro. She's versatile.
And some of them, like, design, like outfits and everything, but then they wear them in the show along with their models.
Mm.
So it's like
they'd be trying to show off.
They got
all
multiple
their
jobs,
all their stuff. So.
Okay, Cordella, looking through all of those, which one do you think is your favorite?
I don't know. Like, I do like a lot of these outfits.
Are these
all
like shout out some of them?
Are these all fixed by JJP or did she take some too? Or
yeah, between us,
fixed by MJ.
Yo, that dude was in the fashion show too.
Shout out him, whatever his name was. We should have got this guy on, but we don't have any.
I'm actually thinking of having a podcast with a couple of designers.
We should get Sam on too. With that.
Hold on.
Who?
Sam.
See this one.
Oh.
As in like Sam. Like Sam I am.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are some really good.
Which one do you like the most? Or like give me a top 3.
I think this one right here is tough. This one right here.
Somber. You
Did
like
you
somber.
Take that?
Yeah.
That's
you
tough.
Like somber.
Anything by JJP is tough, but
Please.
That one Hey.
Thanks, Ben.
Do you
let me get to the second page.
Too?
Let me get to the second page.
You don't
page
even know which ones are which.
This one right here, the mask one, is good. I like that one, too. Yeah. Let me check this first page out here.
There's a bleeding, there's a heart one on there.
Yeah.
What was
I like
that made
one.
Out of?
I like these
I don't
two.
Even know.
I like this one, and I like this one, too.
It's just
it was
a
in like
photo.
It was in, like, 3D, so it was, like, you could see it pop out.
Mm, you even have quotes right here, too.
Yeah.
Are these, like, from the people that...
Yeah, from the designers and, like, the professors.
So are they in this picture, in any of these pictures, like...
some of them are.
Gabrielle Russo or...
No, she's... low. They probably won't be because they're a designer. The designers really don't look.
I don't like these as much as I do, like, these ones.
Yeah,
I think it's
like those
because
are,
of the font and...
Those are, like, professional ones. So
these
like
ones
those
right
were
here?
No, those ones are done, like, by the photography. Like...
Yeah, they had a...
Excuse me. They have like a big photo shoot.
Yeah,
I would say this one, and this one I like, and this one I think you're
somber.
Yeah,
I like somber. They got Malcolm Todd too.
Dang,
shout out Malcolm Todd.
Shout out. Maybe they were doing it because of you, man. But you know,
why are you asking our opinions on photos on a podcast?
He just wants to get.
No, I'm just trying to. You know, what I'm
he wants to get feedback. He wants to learn ways of how he can improve.
I just wanted to know which ones are your favorite.
I do like the photos. They all look really cool. What were some of the awards?
Yeah,
I'm
I want to hear
about
that.
Was it on there? There was.
I didn't read any of the words.
No.
Okay, give me like.
No,
a second.
It's fine.
You got it.
I pull it up.
You almost took those headphones with you.
Yeah, bro. I was like, bro's gonna take the whole entire set with him.
What if I didn't? What if I just moved over there?
So, and I will point them out, too.
Shout out Joanna, though. She had that horse
outfit. She had that thing running.
So,
that
looks
really
one,
cool.
It was like a chain shirt. It was the styled category, and Joanna Ringle Below won, and it was this one.
Okay.
It's the one with the leather jacket, and she styled, like, a bunch of belts. Reworked was Jaylena. That dress was gorgeous. That one is not in here. But Cut and Sew was Riley Hibbs. That dress was also beautiful. And Moxie. So there's a couple of them that weren't, like, the outfit that won, it was, like, the person that won. So, like, there was different categories. So, Forrest won the costume one. And then Naomi Sanchez Rivera got a $1,000 scholarship.
So, who gave out these awards? Is it, like, people voted? Like, you guys voted? Or, like, who... How did these awards get determined?
So, the actual, like, clothing category, I think it was the judges.
Mm.
But the ones where it's, like, about the designers and, like...
like, for the scholarships and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, and, like,
I think
the trailblazer.
The professors decide that. Bro!
He keeps walking
him,
past.
No, that's a different dude.
So, how many judges were there?
I don't even know. I don't...
Like, 7? 8, maybe?
Like, 10 at max. They had, like, the whole front row there, but I think they only came to the Thursday show. I don't know.
They
all had clipboards.
The board, bro. They would have gotten the full experience.
I mean, but, like, it's the same outfits. Like, there's nothing
true.
You can really rejudge, you know what I'm
saying? Well, like, maybe the way that they move or the way that they do stuff, but...
But, like, the designs were based on, like, there was category ones, and then there were, like, scholarship ones or, like, ones
oh,
that
they were
going to
have scholarships there?
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
I'm pretty sure... What
yeah,
was it,
I just
like, a
said $1,000.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, $1,000. One of them was big, though. One of them was given out by Jim Stick.
Who's is that?
The Pathway, like, Dean.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Avant-garde's the most, like, I don't know, most creative one. Because, like, they put everything together and everything. Like, there was, like, a pancake dress.
So, what did you guys enjoy most about coming to these shows? Was it, you know, the seeing all the different costumes? Was it seeing the way that they did things? Like, what did you guys take away, and what did you enjoy most about the experience going to the 2-day, to both shows actually on Thursday and Friday?
I mean, seeing the outfits was cool. There is honorable mention. There was this guy.
Yeah, shout out him, bro.
Wait, which one? Can you point to it for me real quick?
This one.
Oh yeah, that one.
And they gave him like a Michael Jackson thing. And
I was gonna say he looks just like Michael Jackson.
He was like walking like it. He did like the finger guns. Yeah.
Where he does with the hat thing.
That guy was pretty fun.
I was gonna say he looks just like Michael Jackson.
Was kind of fun too.
He
was cool.
He had like a little like short fin or something.
Hmm.
Crazy.
Yeah, and he, every time, like, even in both shows, like, when he walked down, he did this thing where, like, he jumped up, kicked his foot, and then did, like, two poses at, like, the same time.
Mm.
That was pretty cool. Can I see that one more
time? This guy looked like Edward Scissorhands, not gonna lie. Ever seen that?
Yeah.
Another thing, I think for me, it's, like, a little more personal, because, like, one of my friends from high school is in here. And I think it's cool to, like, see what she's made because, you know, being her friend, I got a little backstage of, like, the process of what they have to go through.
Yeah.
Like, she would text me and be like, I have to, like, stay up late and, like, do this or whatever. So I think that was a little more personal to actually see her designs.
Yeah. And going back to what I said before, I think it's... It, you know, it's a lot of work. I think people just think that, you know, these people just show up and they just think they designed it in like a day. It's so much
like
more like designing all that stuff, staying up late nights, like you just said.
Like it's a whole semester.
Designing the right stuff. Like it's a lot of.
They do it all on their own time.
I know.
Like they don't have.
Like they don't have like a designated class.
And this is during school time. Like when you have assignments and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Like these people are grinding, man. Just like you were grinding with the 50-year story. They were grinding with all their, you know. They're putting that together, making sure that it was a good show and that people enjoyed it. So what would you, if you were to rate that show both days, what would you rate it out of 10?
Thursday, I'd give it a 8.3.
Dang,
Friday,
that's
9.1.
Dang. What made it that rating?
9.1 is because like...
No, like both of them.
Oh, okay. Thursday, 8.3 because like... You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be improvements to be made, but it's still a great show overall, amazing show. But then like they improved what they could, and like they got feedback from people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then the awards that got given out and the designers walk, and I think that was pretty cool. So.
So how many awards were there? Do you know? You tallying them up?
8.
Do you know the names of them? Or?
Yeah, she.
I just said them.
She just said like all of them.
Oh,
Ben's not listening.
Oh yeah, like this.
You're not paying attention.
The scholarship one and like the
styled.
There's like
reworked,
one for every category.
Cut and sew, costume, avant-garde, moxie, trailblazer, and the scholarship.
That's 8 exactly. So what would you rate both shows?
Probably the same. 8.5 and 10.
What makes it that rating? Kind of the same stuff that Jaden said, or just, you know?
Kind of, yeah. I liked seeing the designers on top or on there. It was a little hard, though, because the ones that were walking in the show, like, the other designers, they had, like, a lanyard thing on. But when you're walking as a designer in your design, it's a little hard to tell which ones are the designers and which ones are the models.
Yeah.
But
that's what gave us some struggle trying to get behind the scenes. For him. Like, we went behind the scenes, and I'm like, who's the model? Who's the designer here?
What?
I'm just trying to, like, figure it out.
I literally had to walk up to someone and be like, hey, can you, like, go get your designer for me?
Yeah, I want to take a pick here real quick. You know, I'm trying to get something for my for the people to see. But
one of the most important ones, it's here in the magazine, was we talked to this one girl. Who her design was kind of like a day in the, or not day in the, but Day of the Dead tribute.
Mm.
So it was like flowers on top with like a little, like they look like glass shards. And she said that it was a sign of protest against the ice thing right now. And the ice shards are like breaking. And the flowers are, like, blooming.
Through. Oh, I remember when I was flipping through to look at the pictures, I remember seeing that quote, actually, so.
And I thought that was very inspirational. Like, some of them are making theirs to actually, like, have a point. Like, there was another girl, this one, where her dress was, like, the skirt was full of flowers. And hers was, like a tribute to, like, Mother Nature.
Mm.
So I think a couple of them have themes, which makes it more interesting.
So which one do you think was the best design in your opinion? Like the best design, like costume?
I can give you a top three. I can't.
That's
give you
that's fine. That's fine. Whatever ones are your favorites.
Okay. So, like, obviously this one, but I feel like this one's kind of, like, creepy and scary when it looks at me.
Yeah.
So, like, I like that one, but it's just, like, kind of creeps me out when they look at me.
That one doesn't really creep
me out. I don't mind it. I don't
mind
it at all.
But I can see where it could creep you out at.
Like, it's a really good design.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Really, really put together.
It gives me Coco.
No, it does. Anything no. with Cinco de Mayo?
I know.
It gives me
Coco like,
vibes.
I could see where you like, get those Coco vibes.
Look at her eyes.
Those really don't freak
She's like
out,
yeah, staring into you.
I could see where
so
they
yeah,
freak
they're
you
supposed
out.
To look.
What about this girl who literally had
yeah.
black contacts
She's
in her eyes?
It was really like
Wait,
all
what?
Black eyes.
Yeah.
It was insane.
Her were you right? creeped out by that?
Yes.
I literally walked up to her and I was like, are you wearing contacts? And she
like,
goes,
she
no,
not,
I'm not.
She did not look like that before putting everything on.
The bro. Transformation. You guys got to do a video before and after.
Yeah, and that's what we should have done.
It she was like, she
like
was
that.
Low-key giving, like, Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh.
True.
That used to, yeah.
And then, obviously, Malcolm Todd was stuff. I like Malcolm Todd.
Which one is that, guy?
No. This is Somber. Put him down. There, he's on there somewhere. He might be on right there. My boy Malcolm.
Shout out Malcolm Todd.
And then I like the horse one. I think you took that picture.
Yeah.
What about you? Which ones out of here kind of stick out to
obviously
you?
Obviously this dude too. Shout out.
Oh, shout out Michael Jackson 2.0.
I feel like this is a very popular opinion. I liked this guy.
Yeah.
Same. You're talking about the one with the
yeah.
mask? Yeah.
So he was talking and we were in the hallway. Little backstage moment. But no. And he had his hood up. So everybody, even like the models and like the designers, not all of them knew what the costume actually looked like.
Mm.
Because he took his hat off and they were like, oh, this mask goes like all the way around. Like we thought it was just part of his face.
Like we thought it was just like right here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like...
It's his alter ego. Like,
I was sitting there watching him, and I'm like, where are his eyes?
Yeah.
I'm like, how...
Like all around.
Yeah.
Like, how can he even see through that?
I just thought he was giving, like, boss vibes.
It's like when you put on, like, a mask for a mascot.
That would have taken forever to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he design that himself, or...?
Probably not.
No, I think it was, No, I don't know.
Whoever did. He'd be walking
I thought
like
it
this.
Was Jaylena, but I don't think that's right.
Look, it's Jedediah.
Where is he?
In the doorway.
That one.
I should have been a model, bro.
You can't see me, bro.
I should have walked in the fashion show.
I like the cupcake one.
Yeah, the cupcake one stuff.
It was cute.
There's Jaylena right there.
There was also this one guy. He had like 4 designs, and he... made all of them and he walked in his own show and I thought those were all kind of cool.
Mm.
It was like a bunch of plaid and stuff and I just think they worked really well together.
Nice. Nice.
Also and to do then, with the heart, bro, him too. Him.
Yeah, that
I forgot about
that.
I want to know how that was made.
I want a question.
That one's by Lacey.
Oh, I was going to say, did he make that?
No, like most of them are just models that just walk in the show.
No, that
so did this girl Lacey, did she make most of these
yeah.
costumes?
She makes the whole thing like from scratch.
Genius, bro. These costumes are, most of these are tough. I'm not sure. Spider-Man 1 too, when he's opening his shirt too. That one looks tough right here.
That is Iron Man.
Oh, Iron Man? I thought it was Spider-Man.
Wait, can I see it? Okay, I don't remember that one.
Let me see.
That,
no, it kind of.
Okay.
I mean,
first
like,
of
I
all,
can,
that says Iron Man.
I mean, like
second
Spider-Man
all, that
to me.
Is,
that looked like Spider-Man to me.
The colors,
I didn't read the wording on the.
It doesn't look like Spider-Man.
It does to me.
Let me see. I mean, like.
I just wanted to have a comment
I mean,
about
like
how
the colors,
I think the veins
but I mean,
look.
Correction. It is Iron Man, not Spider-Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the girl with the dress, too. Where is she at? The one right there that got cut off. She's like right
Yes. I like that.
Hers was really good too.
So, did you guys think that there was there a lot of people there? And second, did you think if
they were packed,
if it was packed, did you would you expect more people to go next year?
I mean, like, you can only fit so many people in that theater.
True, but I think if it was, do you think if it was a bigger, like, they were in a real theater?
Yeah.
Do you think it would have filled up, or do you think that
it's gonna sell out? It's gonna sell out either way. I think
that's amazing.
I mean, like, it was sold out, but not everyone, like, came to the show still.
Yeah.
Like, they let some people go to the front row and everything, but, like, it was still packed in there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, if it was a bigger venue or, like, if they had more days, I still think it'd sell out.
Especially considering how small of a room that is. It's not really small. It's kind of like, you know.
Like, it's still pretty high in demand.
Yeah.
Those tickets. Yeah. It's a really cool show every year.
I liked her other dress, too. Because she had this dress, and then she also had... that one pink dress.
The Michael Jackson guy. Bro.
The one that won.
I know. You should have saw him in the show, bro.
It looks just like him, actually. He's got the same hair.
Because these
got...
two dresses were by the same person.
Yeah.
Then we got Edward...
I liked Riley Hibbs' dresses.
And then we got Edward Scissorhands looking guy right here.
My phone's upside down.
Oh, I like
and then that one in the bottom left is Justice's sister. No, the other one.
Well, who's Justice
Parkey.
I don't think I can let go of the whole Iron Man thing. I don't think I can.
Guys, was that Iron Man?
Yeah.
See, like, look, it was, like, packed in there. Like,
here, let me get a good picture of this. Wait, like, so this is where you were?
I was, like, yeah.
This is different from what I saw when I went in there and interviewed one of the presidents, but...
Yeah, there's a different setup. They changed. they got a stage and everything.
That's really cool.
Every conversation with you. So
yeah, our seats were very uncomfortable.
He's very interesting. Yeah, we had to I had to stand sometimes. My legs were giving out.
I'm tapped out.
Sit on my legs.
We're sitting there on our knees.
And then Friday there was a bunch of videography people behind us. So we were crammed. And
hey, that's gonna be you. That's gonna be you soon.
I stood up the whole Friday show.
Yeah, they live stream the
event.
Oh, I should have
watched it.
Instead of the draft, bro, I should have tuned in and watched it. Wait, were they live streaming it on DMAC's page? Or,
I have no idea.
I didn't know DMAC Ankeny has their own YouTube page. Or it might have just been the whole DMAC.
Did they only do the final one?
No, because you have to pay for live stream.
You have to pay? Dang.
Yeah, so it's you either pay for...
Gotta make their money somehow.
The inside shows... Or you pay for them to watch a live stream.
No wonder I couldn't find it.
She was searching all around for it.
Eventually decided to give up. Didn't know he had to pay.
That's crazy.
So there was just two shows on Thursday and Friday.
There was one on Thursday, then there was 6 and 8 on Friday.
But we didn't go to the 6 o'clock one.
I didn't really want to.
Didn't you guys say you went on Friday? Or?
Yeah. We went to the 8 o'clock one.
Oh.
Not
there,
the 6 o'clock
one. There were two shows on
I got
Friday.
You.
So I didn't really want to go to the same show back to back.
You were tapped out. You're like, give me, I'm ready for the weekend.
I was taking a nap.
So. I'm ready for the weekend, dude.
Yeah. I was taking a good nap. Okay. Is that all you got?
Trying to think of some other questions. So is this like the. Right here is just the rundown
booklet.
Of...
Yeah, it's the booklet and all the sponsors.
How many sponsors did they got here on?
A lot. 14.
I see Hy-Vee on the back of the...
Yeah, that is where they cater their food for the
month. They got catered food? Bro, I should have came in.
Yeah, bro.
Hungry.
They had 50 stacks of pizza boxes.
Their pizza
bro.
Boxes are this
dude,
big.
Wait,
from
they
where?
Had a whole table. They
Domino's?
Had a backup table
no.
for the table, bro.
Me and Jaden are walked by and
that's just
you
a
know,
waste
like
of
that,
pizza.
You know like that sound where it's like, dang, I wish I could get a few bags of chips.
I wish I could get a free freaking slice of pizza.
Wasteful. Literally wasteful.
Like if they wouldn't realize that one box is gone, bro. If I took a box, they wouldn't know.
They'd be like, they wouldn't even notice. But why do you need that much, bro? If not even everybody's going to eat all of it.
They have Subway, too. So they
I would
even
imagine
eating
from
the pizza.
Here.
Yeah. They weren't even eating the pizza.
They were just
no,
having leftover
I don't think
food.
It was from here.
Oh.
I don't know.
Cause
some Subway.
Yeah.
I personally think Jimmy John's better, but they had Subway. That's cool. But, yeah, I should have. I actually have never had the Subway in here, but, I should have came in there and just, I probably could have talked to those people forever, to be honest with you, at the end of the show. Just been like, where are you from? You know, all that stuff, but.
He would have been a perfect guy
to get actually,
post for.
Little, what is it called?
Side note.
No, when you like call somebody out, little call somebody out to Jaden. Jaden had a little crush.
Dang, bruh.
She was
calling you out.
Nah, she was low key like. What did she look like? I forgot. Oh, she was like exotic, bro. She had like, you know, like cheetah print.
Yeah.
She was wearing cheetah print, and then she had like a little fedora on, bro.
Mm.
It's crazy. You just had to be there.
Can I see that booklet?
Go ahead. Be my guest.
Thank you.
It has like every designer and every like model on it.
Mm. Interesting. So
since you didn't ask, we could talk about like the categories.
Categories for
so like we already mentioned them, but like so cut and sew would be like when you take different fabrics and you put them all together.
Hmm.
So like there was this dress that was made out of I guess I don't know what it was made out of, but like there was stuff that were made out of ties. Hmm. And like they sew those together. And then costume is a new category this year, and they like create things and bring fabrics together to make stuff like costumes. Like I feel like there was like three dresses that were giving like Alice in Wonderland.
Speaking of that, bro, Johnny Depp in that movie was so it got creeped out by that. But
yeah, he was especially at the end. Mad Hatter.
I was reading the booklet. I was
in Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. Dang, bro. These is
no, that crazy. One that one that you showed, that's like Alice in Wonderland, bro. That's like so Alice in Wonderland. The one that had like the one that sat down.
My friend made. That was made by Christina Bartlett.
So in this booklet, it says meet the production team and instructors. What's the difference between these two?
Say it again.
So it says meet the production team.
Yep.
And then it says that's instructors. Like the, that's what's like the difference teachers. Between these two?
That's like the teachers right there. And so then these? This is like... And then those are students.
So they, okay.
So it's like student-led. So it's like a student production.
But they like, they put this all together. They like.
They're the ones that, yeah. I mean, like, they're just like the lead. And then the students do everything else, basically.
So, like, they're the director. And they're their.
No, they're the students. So, like, there's a director. Like
it's like us. We make the stories so, like, and he oversees.
Like, we're the newspaper. We write stuff and everything. He just, like, oversees us. Yeah. So, like. The teachers oversee everything.
Yeah.
Like this is the hold on, let me that's the show director, that's the producer. So like all the students are the ones that like
make
the show, and then they just make the show possible. Like they lead it. Then they look, they oversee all of them.
Yeah, I got you.
They need adult supervision.
Yeah.
Age 21 and or age 18 and younger needs adult supervision.
Many people need adult supervision.
So were parents allowed at the
they bought tickets,
I was just gonna ask that. I was just wondering if parents were allowed, if they weren't allowed. I don't wonder if it's just for students or
I was right. It's by Joanna.
Oh,
with
Joanna.
The guy with the
spikes. I thought so, because she was sitting by him and like telling him what to do. She was literally
bossing
like
him around. Let me can I see this one more time again? Appreciate it.
Like whoever bought a ticket was allowed in there. They were about to stop us on the Friday show. They were like, she was like, wait. And then you're like, she was like, oh, no. They're with the campus chronicle.
I'm out.
Because they looked at me. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just following Jaden.
Yeah, I'm just following this dude. Wherever he goes. That was kind of me when we went to
Because Anne knows me. And then she was like, yo, they were at the campus
chronicle. Oh, they tried to stop us. You're good now. But wait. What?
They're like, wait. Just wait.
What are you talking
about? Where's your ticket,
bro? Man? Hey, bro. Where's your pass at?
Where's your wristband?
Where's your wristband at? All right, let's get in line. Let's make sure we have all of our wristbands here. Oh, man. There's a lot of designers in here, man.
The whole booklet thing is so incredibly detailed.
I don't know. Whoever put this together, man, did a good job.
They took it serious.
I know. They put a lot of...
They walked.
They put a lot of work into this. They even got all the people and, like, what they... What would you say this is? Like, what they're specializing in? Like... This girl is cut and sew. Like,
that's like what categories they made.
Mm.
That's what their outfits are in.
So, her category would only be in that category.
So, like, there's another girl that's avant-garde. Yeah. What is that?
I don't really know how to word it.
It's in there.
Yeah.
To the page.
Yeah, it's right here.
It describes it for you here. Read that right there. It tells you, like, it's like they put everything together It's the most creative one. It's hard to explain.
Some things you just can't explain. You just gotta explain it to the best you can.
Like, I can't explain it to you. I could just tell you it's avant-garde.
Fair enough.
One thing that's not related to the fashion show, but have you guys been getting those spam texts?
Oh, I got one this morning.
I just got one during this podcast.
Fill out your FAFSA, all this stuff.
No, mine's from the FAFSA. Iowa Department of Transportation.
Oh, I get those too, all the time, yep.
Yeah.
Have you not filled out your
FAFSA? Well, I have, but I don't know if it's like, you know, just sending me it, but I might have to, actually. But no, I do get those all the time.
I don't think that's not like a scam thing.
Oh, no, but I know what you're talking about. I get those all the time, and it's like...
Because
when I'm on the highway, I think, am I speeding? Are they actually giving it to me? And then I tell my mom, it's like, okay, it's spam. Like, you should
delete
this right away.
Bro, I texted my mom about this one. Yeah. And it was like this one, and it's the state of Iowa from St. Louis County. And I texted her. I was like, is this real?
Yeah, and I did that too one time.
And then she goes, have you ever been to St. Louis County? I was like, no. I searched it up. What? There is actually no county in Iowa called the St. Louis County.
They just made up some random county just to put it in.
Fell for it.
These spam people just put in some random... They couldn't think of anything better. So we're going to be like, okay, what's like a St. Louis, Missouri? And just put
in
St. Louis
County. Look how real it looks.
No, that...
I don't believe it until it comes in the mail. If they really needed to contact me, they'd put it in the mail.
Yeah, no. I like... Every single time I'm on the interstate, I think that I'm actually speeding. They actually gave me a ticket, but then I sit back and I actually look at it. I think, okay, this is not real. This is people are just trying to get me to, you know, give them money
like
and all that stuff.
The correct seal. Girl, I don't know anything.
I mean, like
about
at first
that.
Glance, though, like it looks pretty.
I just look at it.
I don't
believe
it. I fell for a PayPal. I almost fell for a PayPal scam, and I don't even have PayPal.
I don't either. I don't know how these people get all this information, but...
I literally just don't click on anything. I just don't believe anything.
I just
unless,
look
like,
at it,
unless
they, it.
Unless they're telling me, like, time after time after time, and they, like, try to, like actually spam my phone up.
I have never once believed one of those traffic things.
Yeah.
Oh. My dad's a probation officer, so if I ever get confused, like, hey, I got this text, it's not real.
Same. My dad actually works a probation officer, too, so...
That's the whole
conversation. Your dad's a probation officer?
Mm-hmm.
Both of your dads are.
Is yours in Polk
crazy.
County or?
He's a federal probation officer.
Oh, mine's like a my dad does like juvenile court stuff. Like he works at the.
What are the odds?
He works in like downtown, like the Polk County Justice Center downtown. I don't know if you know where that is, but.
My dad's at like the courthouse.
Yeah, I know where that is. Yeah.
It's the new building with the giant seal on it. They finished up that building recently, so he's in there now.
Sure, I know where that is, yep.
The big square one?
It's giant and white, and one of the windows, it has the federal seal on it. So I can always find out where my dad works. I just have to look for the giant seal. Which is helpful when I have to pick him up, when we lose a car.
Yeah, no, what a coincidence. That's crazy.
Funny.
I never would have thought that, but...
Small world.
A small world, man.
When I was younger, I believed my dad actually worked for the president. And when I was very small, I was very upset that he never introduced me to a president.
Do you work for Joe Biden?
I was a really small child. I fully believe that when he did his trips to like South Carolina for training, he was going to meet the president, and I was very upset that he never introduced me to the president.
So you thought your dad was Secret Service?
I don't know what I thought he did. I just heard federal, like, president.
Oh, president, there we go.
He probably knows the governor.
Probably does, honestly. He might. We don't know, but
he knows quite a few people.
Just not the president.
I stopped paying attention.
So, Ben, does your dad know the president?
No. Well obviously, we know who he is.
He's never worked with them?
No.
He never got invited to the Oval Office?
I would not want him to work for a current president.
No.
What about Obama?
No. Oh, 100% I would want him to work for him.
My great uncle, actually, has a picture with him.
Crazy. I think my great president with JFK or like a picture with him.
Yeah, because my great uncle was
JFK.
My great grandpa
before he was.
Is he the one that did it?
He worked in the Vietnam
War. No, he just like took a picture with him.
That's crazy.
Yo, No, but he took a picture with him. I don't know because like when we go to my grandparents' place in Florida, they like have the picture down there, and I just they tell me it all the time that, hey, he took a picture with that. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware who that guy is. I'm not.
Mine was because my grandpa was working for the Vietnam War.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Wait. What a
small world, man. You know. But yeah, I'd want my dad to work for not previous president, but president before this one and the one that
Joe
two
Byron.
Ones. Yeah, I'd want him to work for that one. But yeah, he never did meet the president. Would have been cool if he did, but never got that high in federal level. So, Jaden, how was your weekend? When did you
I did a bunch of nothing.
Just sat around and just
yeah, just chilled.
What about you two? How was your guys' weekend?
Got no weekend happened.
Yeah.
Sunday I went to the mall.
Mm, Jordan Creek Mall or?
Yeah.
Mm.
I went to a bunch minutes. Of stores.
Yeah, I usually just go to Shields sometimes when I go to the mall.
That's
just
where we went.
Yeah, I just go to Shields and look at jerseys. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I do. So, yeah, I didn't really do anything. Just watch the draft, hanged out with family, and just kind of chilled, honestly. Didn't really do a whole lot. But.
I think she showed me this. I think this was her drop of that dude in the mask.
She did show you
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think so. Before it got, like...
Cool. Pay attention.
Do that. Joanna, you know, like the dude in the mask?
Yeah.
The one that you like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the drop of it.
Mm. She also that's like the design before they made the costume.
She walked in her own design. She was the horse.
She made all of these. She's goaded.
She's locked in, bro. Hey, no days off, man.
No days off.
Same with Lacey. She was the,
bro.
She was the producer, the like model three, coordinator, and things, she had bro. Those.
Her grind don't stop. Just keeps going.
What I want to know is, like, how many of these designers have jobs outside of school?
That's a good
Because, like, question. Me right now, trying to juggle college, and I don't even make clothes. I yeah. just... Do normal college stuff and school.
I can't imagine how I'm going to do that. And then out. All your schoolwork on side of on the yeah. side.
I would die.
I don't know how those people do it, but they do it. They put in. They don't just do it, but they do it really well. And they,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you can see it on these pictures right here. And shout out those people that put all that stuff together. You know, it like I said, it doesn't. It seems like it's not a lot of work, but like it's a lot, especially having to do that with you know juggling. You know, being a student here and, you know, all that stuff. But, yeah, shout out those people that put all the stuff together and made it a good show. So
I'm actually going to try to get some designers on the podcast.
That's good. We need those designers to talk about all that stuff. And the amount of work that they put in to get.
Got
to
get Lacey.
yeah.
Maybe. But. The fashion show's over. So, yeah. like, honestly.
Crazy.
I texted my friend. To see
Dude,
if she
could. Jaden, you're going to be graduating here in a couple weeks. How do you feel about that?
She is, too.
I know. How do you guys feel about graduating here in a couple weeks? It's crazy.
Just another day.
Dude, okay. Have you paid your acceptance fee to Iowa State?
Yeah, it's insane.
I know. I looked at it and
you
I was like,
pay,
all right.
You have to pay to even like apply. You have to pay like 100.
Serious?
You have to pay 125. And then to get like accepted, your acceptance fee is like a 425.
No.
What?
Mine was 455.
That's
454.
Crazy. That's
yeah.
No.
What are you talking about?
Hey,
Jaden, what are you talking
That's
about?
That's what I'm bro? Saying, bro. And you bro. Have to pay all that before you can, like, do... Before
yeah.
you can get, like, a housing contract.
It says pay your offer
you
acceptance, $454. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Oh, heck no. That's...
Am I sure I can't just get my, finish my degree here?
So you might as well.
That's what I said.
Wait,
I was talking to my friends
too?
About it. Yeah.
Maybe you'll run into this guy
That's
over here.
What I said. You probably will.
You'll see him on the field for Iowa State football games next year. Will you be in Kinnick Stadium next year when I was placed?
I don't know. If they allow
me.
If
they allowed you to get through, I'll be actually at the game, but hopefully that I see you. Now you want me on the...
I'm on the... I'm just...
Hopefully
I'm
you like get better pictures yeah. than Iowa State people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because David Purdy was, like, complaining about it.
You were there to Brock Purdy?
No. Why do you always ask
No, that? I was just wondering, because they have the same last name and they work
He's
at
He's always
State.
Complaining. He's like, they never zoom in and they never get the action shots. They always just leave it right there. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Iowa State.
He's fixing
yeah.
that. I'm coming in to fix that issue right away.
Like, I need to teach you my ways. He was telling me, like, the fashion show, like, how to get good
Does
shots.
Does he run pictures at... Like,
He's,
run
like,
the
head of photography at DMACC.
Oh, I thought he was the guy at Iowa.
He's here.
Iowa State, but so Jaden, what do you what are you going to remember most about your time here? Your 2 years here at DMAC.
It's a hard question.
I know it is. One to think about too.
But us.
Yeah, man. Yeah. This and me. If I didn't come to DMAC, I would have not known you. So, you know.
I don't know, guys.
Doing this podcast?
Probably, nah, probably Mac out there, you know, the bear statue.
Oh, we got him in a lot of videos. We've talked to him. He just is dead silent. He just does not feel like talking to
him. I mean, like, you guys are a cool second place. I remember you guys, like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, after Mac.
You put me in front of a guy that doesn't even speak?
Yeah.
Dang, bro.
He speaks to me.
You put me in front of a statue?
He speaks to me.
Oh.
You don't pay attention to conversation.
Yeah. He's just like in one ear, out the other.
If it's not about sports, he ain't listening.
Mm. But no, I mean, the bear we've had.
Shout out Mac, man.
Yeah. You're going to miss him, definitely. Now you're going to have a new one. You're going to have Cy. Yeah. You're going to try to interview him now and try to get him.
What if I become Cy? Like, what if I'm the mascot?
I can't imagine being a mascot, dude. I mean, especially if it's like 100 degrees out and you have to wear all that stuff, bro. Mm-mm.
No.
Nope. Can't imagine how those people do it and how they, you know, I mean, it's wild, but they somehow do it. They get through it and they do it. But what are you going to take away most about your time here at DMAC?
I don't really know either.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, so it's kind of complicated. So I haven't been, like, in one school for the whole 2 years.
Mm.
So, like, my first semester, I did Boone. Second semester, I did Ankeny.
Mm,
last semester,
that.
I did Boone. And this semester, I did Ankeny.
So you've been all over, except for West Des Moines and Newton. And
yeah. So it's been kind of hard to, like, make connections with people. So I can't really say, like, I'll miss the people. I will now because I feel like I should have joined this earlier and I should have stayed at Ankeny because I really like the people in the Chronicle room.
Yeah.
But same. I've only had one semester.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
I'm definitely going to miss this guy, Jaden, right here. I mean, it's going to be hard to place you in all your pictures that you take, you know. And
I got a new friend now, so how am I going to hang out with Cordell now?
Congrats.
And Sam and Megan and, you know, but.
Yeah, but Cordell's actually been in my house.
Oh, she has?
Yeah.
Mm. Watch the screen with me.
They're like, and they're I got like to this, scream
at her TV.
Like, this
like me and you, we kind of like. We should just do a watch party of the whole Cameras Chronicle just watching
actually,
the screen movies.
Actually, so I was thinking, I don't know if this would happen.
Like your guys' last day.
I have a pool.
Hmm.
And okay, so this is gonna sound kind of pathetic. My mom brought up an idea that I should throw like a summer party.
Pool party.
I might have class, but here,
no.
But I could come after.
No, it'd be like after when school ends.
Oh. Okay.
You got a summer class?
Well, not the whole summer, but I could see if I can make it, but yeah.
Whenever my pool is mm-hmm. open. She brought up a pool party, and I was talking to the girls about it, and I was like, low-key, it could be like a start of the summer party.
No, actually, it could be.
Yeah.
We should do a live.
Cordell knows. My house might appear to be in the middle of a field. Cordell's parents thought that I was going to kill her.
Yeah.
Oh, where are you taking my daughter to exactly? Are you taking her?
Are we sure this is safe?
Because what? I picked Cordell up and I took her to my house.
Are we sure this is safe?
Took her to the middle of the field.
The middle of the country.
The woods.
Let me show
here's
you.
The,
actually,
here's the thing. I told my parents I'm going to go to a friend's house to watch a bunch of horror movies.
Oh, that's... Oh, hey, no. They thought she got kidnapped.
See, like, literally,
are you okay,
it looks like it's in the middle of the field.
Yeah, and then my mom checks the map, like, you're in the middle of the field.
Cordilla, are you okay?
Excuse me, where are you at right now?
This is the start of a horror movie.
She didn't want to watch horror movies. She's going to make
a horror
movie.
She was in the horror movie.
So you pulled up to my house, and I was like, see, Cordell, it's a real house. Like, you're fine. I was like, I even have neighbors.
She's just like trembling. She's like, where are we going?
Everything's okay. You're not going to, you know.
I had to zoom in on the
so,
map for my mom.
If you
like,
guys do come to the pool party, it will say that it's in the middle of nowhere.
I'm going to need to get a date on that. But,
but yeah, it's like a big like rectangle pool. And then we have like a patio thing.
Mm.
There's like lawn chairs on it.
We should get a your guys' last day here. We should do just do like a party, just like, you know,
throwing a party, guys. Yeah.
Are y'all throwing
a
party?
Do a movie. I was about to suggest I could bring in my projector, and then there's a giant
old school
TV. We could just use
the, watch the whole
the
screen.
Giant TV.
A stabathon. We should do a stabathon.
Stabathon.
Last scary day of movie. School, all of the Scream movies.
Or a scary once. Movie too. We could watch that if you guys haven't seen that, but yeah.
Or we could reenact it.
We should make our own movie before we go.
Yeah, directed Jaden Park Productions.
Yeah, we'll do the found footage. I'll be the camera person.
Jaden, you'll do the scene in Scream where he walks out and they find out that he is.
Just walk around campus, just like menacingly.
Yeah.
In the outfit.
Hey, excuse me. You wanna be in this? In this?
Don't even ask him. Just walk up to him.
You know the funny thing? You know how I kept predicting who was the killer in the movies? Yeah, I did that with another show with my mom, and she just
what
looked
show
at
was
me.
It?
Speaking of,
she
I would
was
deal
watching
to you.
Oh. Raising Dion.
I just got one of those. Speaking
yeah,
of that,
cooked.
Wait, let me see if the phone number's the same.
I like immediately put pinpointed. Yeah, that guy's the villain. My mom did not know how to react. Nope. She just looked at me like I'd watched the show before. Like, no, I've never watched this, but I know that guy's not good.
Yeah, no, me and my boyfriend just finished the show too.
We should do like, okay, everybody on a piece of paper, write down who you think the killer is. You know, like halfway through the movie, you guys should think, okay, who do you guys think the killer is? And then their prediction at the end, and you guys should see if it's right or not, and who got it right and who got it wrong.
Okay, then if we're having a movie thing, where are we gonna have it?
There's a TV over there.
Right, but school is gonna be over.
What?
You have a key.
It's okay.
Yeah, Jay's got a key. He can let us in. He's got a key. He can let us in. You know, he's let me in a couple times with the. Looks like a hotel card that you got. You just, you know.
I know. I used it.
This is a big
I
hotel
used
room.
It on Friday.
We'll just turn off the lights.
You know.
We'll know. Just don't look at the TV across the room.
What's your favorite scary movie?
We should have like a whole audience. We should put it in the black box.
Yeah,
theater.
Everybody what, just start watching.
Should
projector.
We do that though?
I don't know. We could do that. This is just an idea. I don't know if we want to, you know. I'm just throwing ideas out there. We should get the whole...
We'll have two parties?
Sure, I mean...
Well, it can't be after the 7th, because that's when the campus gets shut down. Everything's closed.
We get secret access, though.
Or we could just break in after. Yeah.
Breaking it in during.
Why not?
Have you seen the Goosebumps movie in 2015?
No.
It's like with Jack Black and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's I actually watched that last night. It's so funny. Jack
the
Black
the second one is not that good.
I just
no, it's not,
TV
but it's,
show.
It's...
The first one's good.
It's a thriller.
Yeah. The Jack Black is so hilarious in that movie.
It's have
so
you heard dumb. Of the TV show Something Very Bad Is Gonna Happen?
No.
It's like this new TV show on Netflix. It was good, but it was really confusing.
I'll be honest with you. I keep just rewatching The Amazing Digital Circus.
I
have
know.
A problem.
I
will
wait until... Yeah, see, I want to go watch the 9th episode, and I brought it up to my boyfriend, and I was like, yo, me, you, and my friend should go watch it. And he goes, I think I'm just going to wait until it comes out on YouTube.
I'm a pass. I'm a pass this time.
I was like, okay, then me and you are going to go, and...
You should force him to go.
We're just going
to
leave him.
You should force him to go. You like... If you're like, I'm leaving with that, like,
no,
in the car
now. When I force him to go to places, he's not happy, and I don't like to deal with it.
Action self consequences.
If you don't come with me right now,
he doesn't have to.
In the car now. In 10 minutes, in the car.
In his car.
Yeah.
He's going to drive.
Or otherwise, I will drive your own car without you there.
He won't let me drive his car.
I have discovered, I did look it up on the nearby theater. It is, you can get tickets now, but I want the grand screen because that's the biggest screen they have.
So screw my boyfriend, we're going to go.
You guys ever been to Palms Theater in Milwaukee?
Yes.
I was there the other day.
Times.
I saw
what
the
I
Michael
discovered?
Movie.
Was that good?
Oh, it was so good.
Okay, what I
out
discovered was the 9th episode is going to be legit an hour long.
8.2.
Plus the 8th episode, so it's going to be an hour and 30 minutes.
But I already watched the 8th.
It was 2 hours and 8 minutes, the Michael movie was.
It's not... I think what their plan is, don't quote me on this, I'm just taking information from places, mostly Gooseworks Twitter account.
Oh man. Twitter these
she
days,
she created
bro.
The show.
You mean X?
I call it Twitter
no,
still.
I know. I used to have it. I deleted it.
I don't
X
care.
X is so dumb, but.
Their plan, so the 8th episode's not released to Netflix. You can only get it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're just pushing them together so that when they're released, it all gets released onto Netflix at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So they're just doing that in the theater too. Just
so do you think on Netflix it would have like 8 and 9 on the same?
It will have it some point after the 19th, because that's when it'll be released to YouTube.
Mm.
So sometime after there.
So 8th and 9th will be. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh.
I have no idea.
I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow. I mean,
I don't know what I'm doing the rest of the day.
So speaking of the Netflix thing, like the only thing I don't like about it is how they take movies off of there. I feel like that they should keep them on there for a long time. It just annoys me because like, I think my favorite movie's on there, and then they go on there, and I look, and I search it, and it's not on there. I just wish they would keep movies on there longer.
Netflix is becoming like I feel like it's becoming like Tubi.
Like I never used Tubi, but I know what it is.
Yeah, because
it's all
ads,
like Netflix
too.
Originals now.
But there's no ads, though. The good thing is for Netflix, there's no ads. You have to pay the app, but you don't have to pay to watch them. Mm-hmm. But the only bad thing is that, like, you know,
Netflix,
it's only on there for like.
Have.
I know, but it's like 2 weeks.
I keep getting ads.
Well, I didn't get ads the other
day.
You got
the premium one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like different things.
Yeah, I just wish they would keep movies on there longer, but.
This is made by the Duffer Brothers. Something very bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good. So it's about me and we just finished it last night. So basically, this girl's whole family, you can't get married to someone unless they are your soulmate.
Dang.
But you know, you don't know if they're your soulmate. So like, okay. This would never happen. But let's say I'm marrying Cordella tomorrow. If Cordella is not my soulmate, I will start bleeding through my nose and my eyes, and then I will die. The same day as our marriage. I say, I do. Oh, we're not soulmates. I die.
That's concerning.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
But at the end, so she... never mind, actually.
About to spoil everything.
I know, and I'm not
I might.
To.
I'm trying so hard to be vague.
And it's not like, bad. Like, it's really not gory. It's just blood. But it's good. Like, the family, they're insane. But not actually insane. You just think that they are. And it's only 9 episodes. But they're all, like, an hour.
Oh, my God.
Bro, I do not like those Netflix shows that have, like, an hour episodes long. Like, it's literally like a movie, honestly. It's like a movie in 2 episodes. It's literally like 2 movies, to be honest with you. But
be quiet. Don't say that.
Like,
they might
hear
you.
It's like half
a
movie.
It is.
I need my long episode. Don't.
My long episode is like 55 minutes to 40 to 50 minutes.
That's like the same thing.
But I have watched a couple of stuff that has like a, like, usually they'll be like an hour, like 10 minutes, an hour.
Yeah,
like
see,
2 episodes.
But if that's like an episode where it's like a limited edition or limited series or it only has like 9 episodes, that's fine. But like if I'm sitting there watching a show that has 8 seasons and every episode is an hour, I don't want to.
I can't do
that. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. No offense to people that do that.
That's like
not,
really locked into
that's
what
I'm like really
show,
like interested to it.
I put it in like 1.5
I'm locked
speed.
In. I go home. I get my stuff to eat, and then I watch it. So,
do you have class today?
No.
I
do. You have class?
I do. It's 34. I should.
That's fine. I need to go to work.
I gotta
Thank
go
you guys
to class.
For coming on, man. It was good. We had some good stuff to talk about. So, thank you for
I could
coming
talk.
On. Talk
I
about the fashion show too.
Circus for a very long time.
Oh my God, Cordella, guess what I found at Spencer's?
What?
They had plushies.
Yeah, I have 3 of them.
But they're $20.
Oh my God.
I got mine for $15.
Oh, heck no.
I saw it, and my boyfriend was like, do you want one? And I was like, no. But I was like, they're $20, so I didn't get one. But
Hot Topic has the $15 ones, and apparently I have spent so much money there. I'm now a gold member, and no, I don't pay full price for anything now. Which is concerning with how much money have I spent here to get this. They gave me the VIP sale things, and I've just been staring at it.
No, I go to Spencer's, not Hot Topic.
I do Hot Topic. I'm a gold member now.
I got a Scream shirt from Hot Topic. Last year for Halloween, I was Ghostface. So I wore a Ghostface jersey. And a Ghostface man.
You should have called somebody and said, what's your favorite scary movie?
I got that from Spencer's. I got my pink ghost face plush from Spencer's that you've seen.
Yeah, that's adorable. Cute.
It is cute. And yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready for the theaters. I bought a t-shirt.
I will not be doing that.
I have so much.
Did you say you're gonna bring your stuffed animals?
I can. I've got three out of how many people?
I'll
are
bring
there?
A blanket.
I want to get the bubble plush, but it's $40, and I'm not willing to spend that.
Okay, so this is the end of the episode.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. We enjoyed it a lot. Appreciate it.
We'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.